She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Monday, August 7th, 9:07 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area. I'm your host, David Boyle. Joining me in studio, San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Oh, another great day.
Yes,
still recovering from the San Juan County Fair over the week.
Yeah,
boy, it's that transition season. We're going out of the summer and into the fall. Believe it or not, we're going to have football by the end of this weekend. San Juan High School football team.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah. So anyway, it was a great weekend and a great transition, and all of a sudden we're looking at the next few months are going to be school and football and all sorts of good stuff.
Yeah, well, that ties in well to one of our first stories, one of our first items. Grand County School District has put out a new updated bell schedule for Fridays. So Grand County Schools, no change to the schedule for the Helen M. Knight Elementary School. Monday through Thursdays, 8:20 to 3:15. Friday from 8:20 to 12:45. Change schedules up a little bit at the middle schools and Grand County High School. They'll be Monday through Thursday, 7:45 to 2:35, and then Fridays, 9 to 2. So bell schedule's changing, yeah. Football's coming, school's coming. It's going to be here soon.
Yeah, it's on top of us.
Well, very good. Again, it's a Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. There's a red flag warning in effect for much of the Red Rock listening area. Fire dangers, gusty winds, low humidities, and dry fuels will result in critical fire weather conditions across central and southern portions of eastern Utah and western Colorado from noon to 9 today. Humidity is 7 to 14%, winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. So conditions will be favorable for rapid ignition, growth, and spread of fires. So be careful out there. We do have an active fire kind of outside the Red Rock listening area, but let you know about the Little Mesa fire that's burning in the Dominguez Escalante National Conservation Area. Part of the BLM Uncompahgre field office. Fire is about 15 miles west, southwest of Delta, Colorado. So lightning caused fire in pinyon, pine, juniper, sagebrush, and grass. It's about 8 acres and 0% contained as of last report on Sunday. So they're taking a look at it. Again, you know, it's start of some fire season, possibly. Hopefully we can avoid, you know, human-caused flames, but there's a red flag warning in effect today.
Yeah, it's very unseasonal. You generally very rarely have fire danger like this in August, where it should be in the middle of our monsoon season, but just as unusual as the winter was around here, I guess the summer monsoon season has still not arrived fully. So yeah. We've got fire danger in August.
Yeah. Yeah, so be careful, you know. Just take proper precautions, and hopefully we can avoid some wildfires this season. It's been good thus far in the area. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got other local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area, including some other news in education. Empire Electric Association announced their continuing education scholarship winners. Of course, like a lot of organizations, they give scholarships out to high school seniors as they graduate. They also give these continuing education scholarships out to folks in the EEA co-op area. So congratulations to Michaela Wayman of Mancos, Andres Moreno of Mancos, Elizabeth Mee of Mancos, Tia ML of Mancos, and Lauren Butler, all of Mancos, of Cortez, Gabriel Fizel, and Ali Keibel, also of Dolores, Aaron Brown, and Ridley Dennison. Monticello recipients include Kennedy Brewer, Morgan Malloy, and Jesse Slack. So congratulations to those winners of that Empire Electric Association Continuing Education Scholarship.
Yeah, Empire Electric provides great electrical service throughout southwest Colorado and portions of southeast Utah, and investing in the future of kids. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, really great. Some good kids on that list, too, so congratulations to them. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be back with more local news and happenings. Stick with us. You're listening to the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
If you believe in faith, family, and freedom, join the San Juan County Republican Party for their annual Great American President's Dinner and fundraiser, 5:30 August 11th at the Hideout Golf Club in Monticello. Congressman and Super Bowl champion Burgess Owens is the featured speaker. There'll be a silent auction, a gun raffle, and elected officials will give state and local level updates. Visit the San Juan County Utah Republican Party Facebook page or give them a call, 623-512-6910, for more information and tickets. The San Juan County Republican Party Great American President's Dinner and Fundraiser, 5:30 August 11th at the Hideout Golf Club in Monticello.
Are you ready to experience the heartbeat of Native culture? Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where tradition comes alive. Join us for an unforgettable celebration at our annual powwow event, August 18th through the 20th. Feel the rhythm of the drums, witness breathtaking dances, and immerse yourself in the rich heritage of the Southwest. Special festivities, a thrilling drumming contest, and if you're up for the challenge, dive into the exhilarating hand games tournament. Ute Mountain Casino, the heartbeat of Native culture.
From the best at USU Blanding this August and earn your construction technology and management certificate. Real-world hands-on projects and expert instruction will prepare you for a successful career in the industry. Gain valuable experience with industry professionals and build a strong foundation for your future. Limited seats available, so act now. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, August 7th, 2023, 9:16 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock area. Report out of the latest Blanding City Council meeting. At their July 25th meeting, members of the Blanding City Council accepted resignations of two key employees. City Manager Dave Johnson tendered his resignation, thanking the community who had welcomed his family after he took the role starting in December 2020. Johnson noted it wasn't easy as a new city manager. Within the first 18 months, four of the five city council members and the mayor turned over. He says also eight long-term staff members were within a few years of retirement or may look to make career changes for retirement purposes. Said he was unsure what the future held and says, however, they're able to work together as staff, city council, and mayor to move the city forward in a positive direction. Johnson highlighted projects during his tenure, including grants received to build pickleball courts, recreation structures, updating the general plan, and other projects in the city. He noted they received more than $1 million in under 3 years in county, state, and federal grants. An additional $5 million for the Blanding City portion of the Deep Well Project. Part of that conversation, several members of the public came and offered support of Johnson and asked that he remain with the city, including former Mayor Joe B. Lyman, who offered written comments. He said quote, "It's better to talk with people than about people. It's better to work with people than against people." He said he's had a few conversations with Dave Johnson over the past few months and said he hasn't said much about what's been going on. He'd expressed some frustration, but always been respectful and professional. He also noted that it saddened me to say, from my observation, his behavior was largely not reciprocated. Five other Blanding residents offered their support or thanks to Johnson for his work as a city manager. At the meeting, the council also received the word that city engineer and public works director Terry Ecker would leave the city. Ecker shared his thanks to the mayor, council, and community for the opportunity to serve the city as city engineer for the last 20 years. Egger said they had an opportunity to present itself to him, and that they'll be moving on, and that they hope to be back in 10 or 10, 12 years to Blanding to retire. Also in the latest Blanding City Council meeting, members of the Blanding City Council agreed to pay for 911 dispatch services now out of Price, Utah. Last year, San Juan County moved dispatch services to a center in Price. When San Juan County ran its own dispatch center, the Blanding City costs were absorbed into the county. With the move to Price, the city is now required to pay a proportionate share of that services. While the cost Blanding incurs will be based on volume, with the city in its first year of payment, an estimation of $32,000 was incorporated into the recently passed fiscal year budget. Since that time, the city received an updated estimate of $39,000 annually, but an agreement was reached that the city will not pay more than $32,000 in the first year as the costs are figured out. Speaking at the council meeting, Blanding City Chief J.J. Bradford offered his support of the outsourcing of the dispatch center to Bryce. Price. Bradford noted that previous San Juan County dispatch was located in the county safety building, where dispatch would also watch inmates and take care of work in the jail. Bradford said the Price Center is solely dedicated to dispatch, noting that they're taking calls and sending people out. He said he'd been called out twice in the last couple of weeks at 5:30 in the morning for some issues, and that dispatch was still on the line with a victim when he got there, which he noted as impressive. Bradford also reported the Price Dispatch has been professional and proactive about receiving feedback and addressing local law enforcement questions and concerns. When asked by council if the dispatch was able to provide directions without being familiar with Blanding, Bradford reported that it wasn't a problem, that they had been able to give coordinates if they don't have an address. He also recalled a recent situation where a woman was camping and became stuck on a washed-out road in the middle of nowhere, and law enforcement was able to find the woman using coordinates provided by dispatch. All part of Blanding City Council meeting, they discussed and had a couple of other items as well. You can read about that in the latest edition of the San Juan Record.
Yeah, that's a good article too. David Johnson, 2.5 years as Blanding City Manager, during some tough times too. Anything after March of 2020 is interesting times, but Terry Ecker's been with the city a long time too. It really continues turnover in the city council and in the mayor position and a lot of their key positions. So
yeah, lots of staff.
City of Blanding continues to be in transition.
Yep. Yeah. So, that's latest out of Blanding. Really interesting, you know, that dispatch story. That's something that the county's been talking about, and some commissioners were asking in a work session to talk with law enforcement about, you know, get an update of, okay, what's happening, you know, is dispatch working well? So this is the first report I've heard of law enforcement saying whether it's been good or not. And out of Blanding, Chief Bradford's been had pretty glowing recommendation of that dispatch update.
Sure, and it's only going to get better too. You know, I think right now if you called 911 and said Shirt Tail Corner, they may not know exactly where you're talking about, but they will the next time someone calls. And seems like they're sliding down that learning curve quite well.
Yeah, you know, it was in that county commission meeting, you know, in previous weeks, Commissioner Jamie Harvey pointed out, you know, especially on Navajo Nation, you know, where there's not as much street addressing, it's, you know, Hunts Mesa or, you know.
Yeah, McCracken Mesa right after Hoven Weep Turnoff or
yeah,
whatever it is.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, areas recognized by landmarks, you know, and he noted he had issues with an insurance company, you know, in getting that. And that's, I'm sure, a familiar issue for anyone living in southern Utah County. But it sounds like these coordinates have worked pretty well, at least in the case that we're aware of, where Chief Bradford noted, you know, someone was, you know, camping off the beaten track, got stuck on a washed out road. You know, the person was a tourist visiting, so they didn't know where they were, you know. They
so
didn't.
Almost a worst-case scenario, and it worked
and
out real
worked,
well.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, hopefully that's the case. You know, we'll look forward to hear, you know, reports, you know, from law enforcement and residents in southern San Juan County to see if that's the case. But, yeah, it seems like Chief Bradford, you know, again, that dedicated staff at dispatch, that's what they're focused on. You know, they were able to stay on the phone with a domestic violence victim, you know, for a long time, whereas, you know, in other dispatch situations where they have other things going on, they may need to hang up. So anyway, it seems like service level, at least from the City Blanding report, has been good, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that goes moving forward.
Huh. You know, and the rest of the county, of course, would be covered by the San Juan County Sheriff's Office, since Monticello was the city of Monticello Police Department was absorbed by the Sheriff's Office a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and that's something that, well, you know, with that agreement, the county is, you know, again, they asked, you know, previously, Blanding City, they didn't necessarily pay into San Juan County's cost to run dispatch, but now that they have this full-time service, it is more expensive, so they're asking Blanding to play. So I believe also National Park Service or BLM, you know, their coverage area, that they'll be asked to pay for their dispatch services, and I think some other entities as well. But you're right, the responding agencies throughout the rest of the area is San Juan County Sheriff's Office.
Boy, and really some jurisdictional challenges, requires a lot of coordination. We've got four separate states, sovereign nations, federal, state, local governments. Law enforcement is not an uncomplicated issue in the Red Rock country.
Well, and it's a similar thing, you know, when you make a 911 call, you know, somewhere, if you're near a state boundary, it's not necessarily going to send you to the right thing. You know, you might be in Utah, but it sends you to New Mexico dispatch.
It bounces off a cell tower in an adjacent state.
Yeah. So yeah, it's definitely a complicated issue. That's for sure. But, yeah. So anyways, interesting to hear a report on that. And again, we'll look forward to, imagine that San Juan County Sheriff's Office will have some feedback as well. It'll be interesting to see if that matches or if they've had different experience. But well, very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area, including just an update, Grand County Emergency Management reminding folks that there's going to be a closure on LaSalle Loop Road. It's going to be August 14th through 17th and August 21st through 24th. That should be open Friday through Sunday. Closures will be 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. each day, and area of closure will include the intersection at Castleton Road to Miners Basin. So I've got some work going on the LaSalle Loop Road, a new layer of chip seal, and that'll result in some closures starting a week from today, next Monday, up there on the LaSalle Loop Road.
Yeah, you need to be aware of that too. That's a popular road this time of year up into the cool beauty of the LaSalle Mountains.
Yep. Yeah. So we'll be sure to remind folks of that throughout the week. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. One other bit of information for folks in the Red Rock area: report out of the Hideout Golf Club, where not this past weekend, but the weekend before, had the Hideout Amateur, and Wyatt Tony, 17-year-old from Moab, won that championship on Sunday. He had an even par round of 72 on Sunday, which was preceded by a round of 68 on Saturday, giving him a 12-stroke victory in the tournament. That's a big victory for Mr. Wyatt Tony, so congratulations to him. Additional reports on how different groups did, and other information about that tournament and upcoming tournaments in the latest edition of the San Juan Record.
Yeah, that was a very successful tournament. Wyatt is 17 years old, Grand County High School. He just got back from Scotland on a golf tour, but he just tore up the field. 4 under par on day one, and the second day, under pretty difficult circumstances, the scores were quite a bit higher than on Sunday. Shot an even par, 12-stroke victory for a 17-year-old. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yes. Congrats. And a local, you know, too. There's lots of folk, you know, obviously there's a lot of people entered, you know, from the area, but they also had golfers from New Mexico, Colorado, Texas, Arizona, as far away as Flagstaff and Page, you know, in Arizona. So, lots of entries, and winner out of Moab, 17-year-old kid Wyatt Tony. So congratulations.
Yeah. Member of the Navajo Nation.
Yeah, yes. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take another quick break and be back with, we have something, Bill?
I have some funeral notices.
Oh, sure, yes, thank you.
I have a few notices, funerals to announce. Memorial services for Cajon resident Carol Sue Trudeau will begin at 10 a.m. this morning at the Dove Creek First Baptist Church. Services for Elaverne Adcock begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday, August 12th, at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. And a public viewing for Deanne Holyoke will be held from 10 to 11:30 on Saturday, August 19th, at Spanish Valley Mortuary in Moab. A short memorial service and dedication of the grave will follow at Sunset Cemetery. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Happy summer from the crew at Fiesta Mexicana, serving the best Mexican food and margaritas in Moab. Our fresh, high-quality ingredients and generations of traditional Mexican cooking have made Fiesta Mexicana the locals' favorite year after year. It's our heritage, and we're proud to share it with you. Join us all summer for daily lunch and dinner specials, 202 Main Avenue in Moab, and online at FiestaMexRest.com. Fiesta Mexicana, Moab's choice for authentic Mexican.
Parents are a child's first and most important teachers, but parenting doesn't come with a manual. Do you ever wish you had an expert who could come to your house and help you figure it out? Early Intervention provides services to children who are showing developmental delay or have a condition linked with developmental delay like Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, or autism. 85% of brain development occurs before age 3, a perfect window of time to make a lasting impact. Every child born in our community deserves a strong start in life. To refer a child in San Juan County, call 435-375-3663 or visit rootforkids.org.
Summer is heating up, and Walker's True Value in Moab has everything you need to get it started on the right foot. Come check out the great deals on essentials for your patio, lawn, garden, and home. Walker's True Value is your source for nature-served chicken feeds, where they believe in serving your chickens first, so your chickens can provide the best for your family. Come get your summer started right at Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug. Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
The kids may be heading back to school, but summer's still in full swing at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Come check out the great deals on Weber and Blackstone Grills, an outdoor cooking station. 20-pound bags of Ace Wild Bird Food are two for $20. Buy a Milwaukee lithium-ion power tool, get a battery, sander, cutoff tool, or ratchet tool free. Plus, get those painting projects done with over 3,500 unmatchable colors from Benjamin Moore. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
What's going on?
Friday night at Bluff Fort presents the Grayson Girls, Blanding's own homegrown, talented, and creative ladies playing guitar and keys. The show's free and starts at 7 p.m. Also Friday night, the free movie Moab Summer Film Series presents Guardians of the Galaxy 3. It's at the Center Street Ballpark. Bring your own water, chairs, and blankets. Check MoabHappenings.com for full details. Saturday is Escalante Days at Flanders Park in Dolores. The fun includes a parade, chainsaw competition, 5K, food, softball tournament, local beers and wines, kids' activities, games, vendors, live music, and more. Full details are online at visitdolores.com. The annual Randon Kies Memorial Night Golf Tournament is also Saturday at the Hideout Golf Course in Monticello. It begins at 5:30 and costs $50 per person. For more info, visit hideoutgolf.com. Farmers Markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, Mancos, and Monticello through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, MancosValley.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Monday, 9:34 a.m. on this Monday, August 7th, Bill.
Today is particularly preposterous packaging day. You know, those packages you get of stuff, it's harder to get into the package. In fact, so often the packaging is harder to break than the actual thing that's in the packaging. Mm. So today's the day. Particularly preposterous packaging day. It's quite an alliteration. Ancient Egyptians packaged things in glass. We use paper, cardboard, cellophane. Anyway, so today's the day. Particularly preposterous packaging day. I've said that three times. Today in history, on August 7th, 1782, George Washington ordered the creation of the first U.S. military designation. Today it's called the Purple Heart. On this day in 1948, Dutch Olympian Fanny Blankers-Cohen won her fourth gold medal at the London Olympics when she anchored the 4x100 relay team. When she got the baton, and she's anchoring the team, so it's the last 100 meter, the team was in fourth place. By the time she finished, they were in first place and were gold medal winners. She also won the 100 meters, 200 meters, and 80 meter hurdle races. Four-time gold medalist. She was 30 years old and pregnant with her third child.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. On August 7th, 1980, 43 years ago today, the number one song was Magic by Olivia Newton-John. You got to believe there is magic. And on August 7th, 2007, what's that, 16 years ago, Barry Bonds hit his 756th career home run, breaking the world, the all-time record set by Hank Aaron. So, yeah, 16 years ago today.
Hmm.
Birthdays today. Actress Charlize Theron is 48 years old today. The Australian won an Academy Award 20 years ago for her role in Monster. Actor Wayne Knight is 68 years old today. He's the guy who played Newman on Seinfeld. 68, I guess he's probably retired from the Postal Service.
Yeah, good benefits. Newman.
Dave Waddle, an American runner who won the 800-meter race in the 1972 Olympics, is 73 years old today. He wore a golf cap in the race, and he was way behind and came back and won. Man, as a 10-year-old, that was pretty exciting times. Dave Waddle, happy birthday. Local birthdays today for Steve Wilcox and Ann Holden Shumway. We just had weekend birthdays for Tom Dover, Martha Jenkins, Logan Nielsen, Skylar Dyer, Mark Anderson, and Berlin Robertson. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277. Or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we got the 101 ways to experience San Juan County, 101 things to do in the county, including visiting the Four Corners Monument. There's only one place that you can stand in four states at the same time, jump from state to state, or lay in all four at the same time. Vendors also have wares and goods. That's number 18 on the list. Also highlighting advertisers in the 101, including Blue Mountain RV and Trading. BlueMountainRVPark.com is their website. They've got sterling silver jewelry from the Navajo, Hopi, and Zuni tribes, Navajo rugs and baskets, rock minerals, fossils, books, jewelries, gifts, and Southwest decor. They've also got amenities with their RV park, including full on-site hookups, free high-speed Wi-Fi, picnic areas, all the things you need for your RV stay there, just in the south end of Blanding, 930 South Main Street in Blanding, Utah. BlueMountainRVPark.com, again, the website. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we'll send you over to the on-air job fair. Be back with the sports report. Bill has an addition to the job fair.
Yeah, we have a new addition this morning to the job fair. Lisbon Valley Mining Company is looking for dedicated employees to join their expanding workforce, offering competitive wages ranging from $25 to $45 an hour with an impressive benefits package and opportunities for advancement. Positions include heavy equipment mechanics, heavy equipment operators, EW harvest technician, and leach pad laborers. To apply, email a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. You can learn more at lisbonmine.com or call 435-686-9950. Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including an OB Med Surgical RN on a traveler 13-week contract. Also seeking an operating room manager, a clinical nurse manager, a dialysis unit clerk, and a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of teaching positions, including elementary, secondary, and special ed. If you have a bachelor's degree and are interested in teaching, we can help you get started. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies and only a few weeks until the school year starts. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for 2 housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Hey, Justin here, Performance Ford of Moab. I'd like to take a moment and invite our local community into the new dealership. New ownership means new opportunities, such as a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as new Shelby and Roush performance vehicles. And there's a lot more to come. Stop in today. Come see what the buzz is about. 1805 South Highway 191. Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Hay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Hay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Hay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact at baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Hay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, August 7th, 9:45 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. The Colorado Rockies, fifth in the NL West, record of 44-67. They did go 2-1 over the weekend in St. Louis. And today they'll be in Milwaukee taking on the Brewers, 6:10 p.m. opening pitch. Meanwhile, the Arizona Diamondbacks, they remain, unfortunately, third in the NL West, and their record continues to slip. They are lost three games over the weekend, making for a six-game losing streak. Diamondbacks fading at the wrong time. 57-56 is their record, third in the NL West. 8.5 games back from the Dodgers at the top of the division, and 4.5 games back from San Francisco in second. They'll look to correct things against the Dodgers. 7:40 p.m. Is the pitch, and actually that's going to be tomorrow that the Diamondbacks will be playing in Phoenix against the Dodgers. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.